Good morning. Welcome to worship on this beautiful Sunday morning. This Memorial Day weekend, Sunday morning, this last Sunday in the month of May morning. Good to see you as we gather for worship this morning. Good news announcements you wish to share. Oh. You didn't tell me you were there. You were there. Oh. Uh-huh. Yep. No. I've been to stadiums like that, so. Ah, well, good. That is fun. Others? Chris? Okay. Okay. Good. Yeah, if we could have some bars and cookies. Speaking of cookies or bars, whatever, the cookies on the plate back there, what you see is what you get. That's the end of them. So we will need more. But is it? Okay. Okay, that's good to know. $9.99. Oh, yeah. We weren't out this week, so. Yeah, we'll have leftovers too. We always do. So, but yes, next Sunday afternoon at 2:00 is. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, that'll be good. Other things, Helen. Oh, good. Thank you. 9:00. Yes. Thank you for doing that. We had rain. A nice rain. Not rain like they got in Des Moines or Ames area. We went down to Ames on a Friday afternoon. There's water standing in fields down there. So they got more than they really needed at one time. So we're fortunate. We got it. Well, I've heard several different amounts. But we got a nice 2-day rain off and on that soaked in well. So that's good news. Others? Back of your bulletin. June, July, August, the Daily Bread devotional is on the card as you come in the EFO entry doors. As we've already talked about, the Mahana Scholars Reunion this coming week from today at 2:00. Hospice of the Heartland, a reminder of their butterfly release and memorial program on Thursday. And there are some forms out there if you'd like to make a donation in memory of a loved one. They're pinned on the bulletin board outside the sanctuary doors. Community blood drive at the Lutheran Church on Friday. And we already talked about cookies. Looking at the week ahead and a couple weeks ahead also, a Seyfert service, 9:00 at the cemetery, at the Seyfert grave site for on this Monday. The Memorial Day service at 10, I think that's at 10:00, is it? Or 10:30 at the courthouse. I can never remember. But shortly after that. So remember that. June, July newsletter deadline is Wednesday, so get those things into Pam. Some things have already come in on email. Also, board meeting, 7:00 on Wednesday evening. Remember that. Clergy cluster at Humboldt, I'll be attending that. That's the last meeting for the summer. My last meeting for forever is this Thursday morning at Humboldt. We meet September through May. Not during the summer months like a lot of other organ groups do. Next Sunday, worship with the communion, a food pantry, and of course the Mahana Scholar thing. And then the 2 weeks from today, worship, of course, it's Pentecost Sunday on the 8th, so wear red if you got it. And we'll also be taking the Strength in the Church offering, one of the special 5 for 5 offerings that we participate in. So a lot of stuff coming up as we head into the summer. Birthdays, Sharonda Williams' birthday is tomorrow. Greta Grinberg's is Tuesday. My brother's is this morning. He turned 65 today. He's been calling me, or Pam and I, the Social Security, Medicare sign-up questions, and figures we've had some experience with that. So he's working on all that stuff. But yeah, right up on top of the front page, I saw that. And Marilyn distributed some flyers, too, this last week. I think she came in and got them on Friday and put them around. So appreciate that. Anything else? Well, all those who are able, please stand for the call to worship.
Sing and shout for joy. God's light shines on us. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Let's worship God. Our opening hymn this morning is number 138. Let's join together in our opening prayer. Guiding Spirit, you come to us in visions and dreams, showing us the possibilities beyond our waking reality. Open our hearts this day that we might understand Jesus' teaching and share his presence with others. Guide our footsteps on our journeys that we might go where you send us and share your message of love and peace with the world. Amen.
All right, kids, here it is. It rattles, it shakes, and we have a volunteer already. Kind of blocks. Who else will risk trying to make a guess? Yeah, it does sound like Legos, you're right. But not, no, it doesn't feel like Legos. Oh, shoot, I didn't count this one. I'm guessing there's about six or eight things in there, if I remember right. They're not breakable, no. A picnic set? That's a good guess. Never had that one before. Some balls. Anybody else, or are you just so anxious you can't wait? Well, I raided the Sunday school room. I've got a pepper. Here, have a pepper. I've got an onion. I think that's an onion. Skylin wants the onion. I've got half a tomato. Couldn't find the other half. Oh, it's down there somewhere. I've got a potato. Who wants a potato? You want the potato too. And cucumbers. Cucumbers, anybody? Chris wants the cucumbers. All right. And last but not least, a packet of marigold seeds. Anybody want those? Sure. Question, what do all those have in common? That's right, you can plant them in the garden. They grow in the garden. Anybody planted a garden this year? Working on it? It's kind of early for some things. Yeah? What do you got in your garden? Okay. Sounds good. Helen, strawberries. Yep, you can plant those in the garden. Anybody else? There you go. Oh, that's a garden of sorts. Why not? We haven't really planted what I'd call a proper garden for quite a while. But we used to plant some tomato plants, decided we weren't going to do that this year we won't be here for the whole growing season. We have some rhubarb down in Ames. Put those hills in last year, so can't harvest them yet this year, but another year we can. And we're contemplating a garden, but my experience, my confession about gardening is that we've done gardens before, even when we were farming, and it kind of turns into this survival of the fittest garden type of thing, you know, where I'm not a serious gardener, where I'm out there all the time, and it kind of gets away from you, but time will tell. But gardens, the psalm for today is Psalm 67. It's a psalm, a song of thanksgiving to God for all the stuff, for all of God's blessings. And one of the blessings that we have, of course, is our soil, our gardens, the produce that comes from them. Somebody was asking me this past week about the farmer's market, and I think the farmer's market is going, but there's probably not a lot of garden stuff yet, but it won't be long until it starts next Saturday. They don't start in May anymore, do they? They didn't meet here this year or so to plan, so... Yeah, it's just not enough produce ready. Yeah, that's true. But all of the things that we pulled out of the red bag are things that we can plant in our gardens. Vegetable garden, flower garden, combination garden. And we should give thanks to God for gardens and all of the foods that grow in them, that sustain our lives in all sorts of different ways. So let's have a prayer of thanksgiving and... we'll continue with worship. I was about to tell you could go down for Sunday school, but no, that's not going to happen. God, we thank you for your creation and all of the varied ways that it sustains our lives, especially this day for gardens, the things that we plant in them, the things that others plant in them to help to feed us, all our gifts from you. And we thank you for them immensely. Amen. Oh, you want to put them back? Okay. Well, yeah, let's do that. But I'm going to collect them here. You want to keep the marigolds? You sure? You can. Let's see. Oh, there's Sandy's.
We need God's mercy, but are hesitant to ask. We often ignore God's words of healing. We often feel stuck at the edge of grace. Yet God comes to ask, simply asking if we want to be made whole. So let us bring our foolish lives to God in these moments that we might step into the waters of life as we pray together our prayer of confession. You invite us to get up, Holy God, but too often we stay where we have always been. We seem to want clearer signs, but then ignore them. Stronger voices, but then do not listen. for someone, anyone, to act, but then turn away. Grace is offered to us without reservation, but we cannot bring ourselves to believe it is meant for us. Forgive us, gracious heart. Keep calling to us until we listen, and in listening, get to our feet to walk into your promised community and to speak of love and grace and justice, just as Jesus gives us those words to offer to others. Amen. Friends, the one who gathered Moses to grace, the one who invited others to be whole, the one who opened hearts in unexpected places is the one who pours mercy out upon us this day. God's grace stirs still waters. God's hope swaddles the suffering. God's love calls us to walk into the world. Thanks be to God, we are made whole. Amen.
Our first reading this morning comes from the Gospel of John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and whoever will come to him and make dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of my Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom my Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you all that I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to be with my Father, for the Father is greater than I am. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe." Our affirmation of faith is in your bulletin. Let's rise as you're able as we join together in our affirmation of faith. Jesus taught us to speak of hope as the coming of God's kingdom. We believe that God is at work in our world, turning hopeless and evil situations into good. We believe that goodness and justice will triumph in the end, and that tyranny and oppression cannot last forever. One day, all tears will be wiped away. The lamb will lie down with the lion, and justice will roll down like a mighty stream. True peace and true reconciliation are not only desired, they are assured and guaranteed in Christ. This is our faith. This is our hope.
Technical difficulties. I've had that happen. It's frustrating and maddening, but all is well. Our scripture reading, our focus scripture reading for this morning comes from the book of Revelation, from the 21st chapter, verses 1 through 11a. I share it with you this morning from the Good News Bible, so I invite you to pay close attention to the words of this piece of scripture, or as Jesus would say, those who have ears to hear, listen. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth disappeared, and the sea vanished, And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared and ready like a bride dressed to meet her husband. I heard a loud voice speaking from the throne. Now God's home is with people. God will live with them, and they shall be God's people. God will be with them, and he will be their God. God will wipe away all tears from their eyes. There will be no more death, no more grief or crying or pain. The old things have disappeared. Then the one who sits on the throne said, "And now I make all things new." God also said to me, "Write this, because these words are true and can be trusted." And God said, "It is done. I am the first and the last, the beginning and the end. To anyone who is thirsty, I will give the right to drink from the spring of the water of life without paying for it. Those who win the victory will receive this from me. I will be their God, and they will be my children. But cowards, traitors, perverts, murderers, the immoral, those who practice magic, those who worship idols, and all liars, the place for them is the lake burning with fire and sulfur, which is the second death." One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came to me and said, "Come, and I will show you the bride of the Lamb." The Spirit took control of me, and the angel carried me to the top of a very high mountain. He showed me Jerusalem, the holy city, coming down out of heaven from God, and shining with the glory of God. These are the words of our faith. Thanks be to God.
It's the end of the world. That's how we often understand, or the default understanding, if you will, of the book of Revelation. It's not a book that is preached much from, at least in mainline churches that I'm aware of. Martin Luther didn't like Revelation. He didn't include it in his Bible. My New Testament professor, Steve Patterson, told us in a class that he thought only two chapters out of the whole book of Revelation were worth very much. The rest, he thought, was garbage. But Revelation is right. It's about the end of the world, but not as it's commonly interpreted. Not as common as the earth is going to be destroyed. It's going to go boom or whatever God decides to do with it. And everybody will be taken up. All the faithful folks will be taken up into heaven. If you can wade through all of the imagery, the wild, the crazy, the over-the-top imagery of Revelation, when you get to chapter 21, you get the description of what that new world is going to look like. The world as we know it, with all its oppression, bigotry, lying, deceit, choose your own adjectives, will be gone. And what will be in its place is the world that God has envisioned from the beginning of creation. Did you catch it with your ears to hear? No more crying, no more tears, no more pain, no more death, only justice and love and peace. The peace that Jesus promises, that only God can give. All of the stuff that we put up with, that we experience day after day, is gone. The new world created is the one that God has in mind. It's the world that Scripture has been talking about, describing since the beginning of the Scriptures. Yeah, there were hiccups and bumps along the way, and there still are. But it's the vision that's been painted throughout Scripture, both Old and New Testament. The one that God has promised, the one that Jesus exemplified. For kicks and giggles, I went into my files. I still have all of my notes and papers from seminary. You believe that? I'm not going to keep them much longer. But I pulled out my New Testament notes, reading through them. Got to the part where Professor Steve Patterson talked about Revelation as we explored, studied that particular book of the Bible. And ran across a note. He said, people seem to prefer the notion of a powerful God. Think about that. He's talking about a powerful God is the God that zaps things and destroys things, wipes out things, floods the earth. You can understand that type of power. We have a lot of folk in the world today, brothers, sisters, and siblings, that crave that kind of power. But that's not God's type of power. Not the power that Jesus talked about that God has. We would classify the power that God has as soft power. Not through domination and strength, but through love. The power of love. We're approaching the end of the season of Easter. Ascension Day, the day that Jesus rises up into heaven, leaves the earth, is this Thursday. The scripture that David shared with us just a little bit ago, Jesus promises his peace. The peace that only he can give, the peace that only God can provide. It's a prelude to his leaving. He's preparing his disciples and leaving them with a charge to practice that peace. The peace that Jesus gives, the peace that God provides and offers each and every one of us is that peace of the new world. The new world of God. Not peace through strength, but peace through love for everybody, everything. The new world that is promised is new and improved. How many times have you seen a commercial that's promising a new and improved product? As a teen and in my college years, I had a subscription to Mad Magazine. Do you know about Mad Magazine? I loved it. No longer published. I still have some old copies. One of the little segments in one of those magazines was talking about when they say and what they really mean. Well, one of them was, when they say something is new and improved, what they really mean, it's the same old garbage in a new package. The end of this world and the new world that God promises is not the same old garbage in a new package. It's a completely new product, a completely new thing for the benefit of all creation and all humankind. It's just not new and improved. It's vastly improved. That's God's vision. That's God's intention. It's our vocation to bring it about with the help of God. May it be so. Amen.
What would you like to lift up in prayer on this Memorial Day weekend Sunday? Helen.
Antonia.
Yes, she is. She's moving back, at least close to home. Peoria? Prayers for Antonia as she makes a move. Moves are never easy. They're bittersweet times, but we lift up prayers for her as she takes this next step on her life's journey. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Chris. Oh, wow. Yes, prayers for the Shills family as Sharon died this past week, unexpectedly. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Prayers for Julie?
Jean.
Prayers for Jean, with thanksgiving for a successful surgery. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Prayers for Colleen Calhoun. She's been dealing with cancer and receiving a chemo treatment. She had surgery this past week before, and so I've seen her out and about since then. Her daughter and son were back to help her because, Randy had a stroke and isn't able to do a lot to help care for her. But we pray for Colleen and Randy and family as they continue the treatment. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. And his name again?
Leroy.
Leroy. Leroy and I. Prayers for Leroy as he goes through some tests and things to figure out what's going on. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Memorial Day weekend, we lift up prayers of thanksgiving as we remember our veterans, both living and dead, who served our country in the military branch of their choosing. God, out of your steadfast love and care. Prayers also for our loved ones. Not only do we remember, especially remember our veterans on this day, but also our own family members and friends who have died and are no longer with us. We lift up prayers of thanksgiving for them as well. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. And prayers for those traveling on this Memorial Day weekend. It's always a dangerous weekend, a more dangerous weekend on the highways of our country as people travel from here to there. And as we drove past Little Wall Lake, which is in southeastern Hamilton County yesterday, and I'm assuming most other places, the campgrounds are packed. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Let's join together in the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's now present our morning offering.
Let's join together in our prayer of dedication. Receive our praise, God, for the bounty of your love. Bless the gifts we bring before you this day, that they may touch the world with your love. Amen. Our closing song, number 621.
You created God.
Grow from this place, from this time of worship, with peace, with joy, with courage, with the love of God in your hearts to share with each and every person you meet, to help continue to create the new world that is promised to us with God's help. Amen.